The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport. Hello and welcome to The Netball Show with Flyhawk. I'm Sasha Shipway. You've seen the title, and of course you know that on this episode we have the world-class defender Jeeva Mentor. She spoke to me from Christchurch as the Roses get ready to face the Silver Ferns, and make sure you hang around until the end of the episode to hear Jeeva's thoughts on the Magpies for their 2022 season.
I probably have a mix of emotions. First of all, it's actually really nice to have some freedom, although we're in level two here in Christchurch, New Zealand, which means you have to wear masks indoors. To actually be able to go outside and walk around a shop is like a breath of fresh air. It's been pretty much 18 months of the strictest restrictions to get Suncourt Super Netball up and running. So, so on that side of things, it's actually really nice. And then I'm absolutely, overwhelmed, overexcited to be back in the Roses program. The girls have been so welcoming. It's a really great vibe. I think I had a really good introduction in the fact that we went into MIQ, so quarantine for 2 weeks, which meant I only saw a small bubble of the girls, saw everyone over for Zoom. There's a lot of new faces. I feel like one of the very, very older faces back in the program. But it was just really nice to sort of connect back with everybody. And I'm really excited to have a week out that we've been training now back on the netball court and see what happens on Monday.
Yeah, oh, so exciting. And I was going to say to you, happy belated birthday. I saw that it was your birthday recently. And yeah, did you get to celebrate much? Did you have a good birthday?
Yeah, so Jess managed to plan our first practice game against the Tactics on my birthday. Thinking over the years, I've had many birthdays that have sort of been on tour because it sort of falls obviously this time of the calendar year. And I'm not a big one for celebrating or making it all about me. So it's actually rather beautiful that I'm here with some of my favourite people in the world, my teammates, and they made me feel extra special, right from when I woke up to having opened the door and having balloons on my door to going down and having happy birthday written everywhere and birthday cakes, birthdays, songs being sung to me. So yeah, I felt very, very spoiled and very loved.
You just mentioned how excited you are to be back in with the camp with the Roses and everything. So how excited are you to be putting on the red dress so soon on Monday?
Yeah, so thinking back, it was 2019, the World Cup, the last time since I've donned the red dress with the pandemic that we have in between all of that. I can't believe it's been over 2 years. And I think it is a really special moment when you put on your dress and it fits like a glove and you see the logo and you know what you're representing. And for me, it doesn't change. It doesn't matter how many times I do it. Doesn't matter how many years have passed, it's still extremely special. And to think that I'll be standing alongside my Roses girls on Monday, that's where the goosebumps come in. And that's what makes it all worth it. And all the training, all the quarantines, all the restrictions. It's a very special moment and it never changes. And I'm absolutely thrilled to be here in New Zealand in sort of a landscape where we never really know what's going to happen, to be able to sort of bring international netball, not just for ourselves in our journey towards Comm Games next year, but also for those around the world that are able to actually watch some international netball.
Yeah, very excited on behalf of probably everyone who will be listening. Very, very excited. And you've touched on it there a few times. Like obviously, you've been through quarantine so much in the last 18 months. And is it getting any easier? Or do you have any tips or any tricks that you've learned along the way?
Yeah, I mean, last year we thought was pretty tough with a 3 month delay to the season and then a relocation and a hub up in Queensland. But this year has been like no other and probably the toughest because there was just so much uncertainty. You thought you got settled for a week or two and suddenly you're on the road again with 2 hours notice to pack up and leave. And it was just continuously a sort of evolving and moving beast for us all. And I think as any athlete, you are very organized. You know what you're doing, not just day to day, month to month, but almost year to year. And so to have that control removed made it really difficult. And I think resilience has definitely been, challenged for a lot of people. I think my top tips are you just got to go with the flow. What will be, will be. You have to let go of some of those things that you're so used to controlling and just sort of get used to a routine that you can. And for me, it's known that social media is fantastic. I can connect with my friends and family wherever I am in the world and make sure I keep up those sort of habits and behaviours and just embrace the opportunity. I mean, I feel very fortunate enough that I'm able to sort of still do what I love and still go to work. I know there's a lot of people that have had so much disruption over the past few months and even years that this pandemic sort of provided. So I do feel in a privileged position that I'm able to still travel and still be able to play and get out on court.
Obviously, we heard the news that Serena has recently been named as captain, and other than her obviously very famous, inspiring speeches, what else do you think that she brings to the role?
I can't think of a better person to lead us all. Serena connects so beautifully with every member of the team, whether you're old, whether you're young, whether you're new, whether you've been around for a while. And I think the best thing about Serena is she is undeniably herself in every characteristic. She's approachable. She's hilarious. She's the clown of the group sometimes. But when she needs to stand up and step up, she's certainly there. And you've obviously had experience some of her off-court speeches to us, but I think on court her play and her passion really lift and drive the team, and she has a lot of respect from every single one of us, and I think even the netball community. So I think she's a fantastic leader, and I think she's the perfect leader for us as a Roses side.
Obviously, Liana Liotta is the assistant coach on this tour, and we know that her expertise lies in the attacking end, but have you been working with her much? If so, and what's it like?
Yeah, so obviously had many a battle against Liana when she had the Silver Ferns dress on and myself as a Roses. So I know she spent the last 10 years in England, and I guess working with a lot of the English girls and playing against them still in Super League. So it's actually nice to sort of come back into contact with her. And I think it's just, she doesn't say an awful lot, but when she speaks, you listen. And when she explains things, you know exactly what she's talking about and that it will work, because she's done it countless times to you probably on the court. I think she brings that great balance to Jess. It's obviously unfortunate that we can't have Sonia McComa here with us, but I think Jess and Liana are leading us well, and the programme they've put together with us and our game plan is very thorough, very detailed. I wouldn't expect anything less from Jess, and Liana just provides that added edge of, I guess, finesse that we can all need, and not just for our attackers, but in defence, we've got to bring that ball out of attack as well. So very excited to have her on board, and then obviously particularly playing the Kiwis, her knowledge of the Kiwi style, and particularly for us in defence, how we break that Kiwi zone as we attack through the court.
Our friends at Netball Scoop did a brilliant article with you recently, and I read that Jess was your former teammate, most people know that, but your roommate at your first Commonwealth Games in 2002, which is just mind-blowing. But what's it like now having her as a coach?
Yeah, it's so bizarre when you think back of the wonderful memories that we've had. And obviously, yeah, my first roommate in Commonwealth Games. And then going on tour, I think we were reminiscing over some photos just the other day of when we did a skydive together in Taupo in New Zealand.
Oh, wow.
And we tried to get her on a bungee and we couldn't throw her off that. But yeah, it's just great that there's some fantastic memories. And I think that's the beauty of our sport, that we've got some fantastic women throughout that haven't just played, that it's great that we can keep them involved in our sport. And I think Jess is a fantastic coach. She knows the game very well and she articulates it perfectly too. And I think the where we're at as well is that we all have so much respect for each other. And I think that's where you can have that balance of you can be teammates, you can be friends, but you can also be a coach and an athlete too. And there's definitely no awkwardness there. It flows nicely. You've obviously got those relationships there. And I think the success of this team is going to be built on relationships.
I know it's something that obviously has happened within netball for years and years, but when you're playing against your teammates in Suncorp and then obviously for other players in the VNSL, what's it like then when you come back into camp? Is it all just, do you have any of that banter where you like, you know, think about those matches, or is it just straight on to with, you know, the Roses now?
There's always banter amongst the Roses group, and I think that's what makes it so enjoyable. And there's probably like a few little things that you bring up when you played against each other, and either someone stacked it or someone shot an air ball or even a super shot in so-called super netball. And the fact that we can all take the mickey out of each other, I think, is what sort of builds and solidifies those relationships. But I think at the end of the day, we all know we've come from different paths, and for us, it is that inner connection that we have that we're striving towards. And we know, yes, we go out to our different domestic club teams and we're trying to improve ourselves and add to our club there. But when we come back, this is our heart, this is our soul, and this is what at the end of the day we're striving for together. So it's quite funny, the different people, the different teammates that you have coming back. They've been opponents and now they are your teammates again. But I think for us it's more than that. That's how I'd class some of the Aussies, who are your teammates and then they go away. But for us, a lot of these girls, they go away but they come back and they're your family.
So it's the Netball Show with Flyhawk, Jeeva. I'm really interested, with the quick succession of games, Monday, Wednesday and Friday next week, do you think it will somewhat simulate, like, you know, half a tournament with the Commonwealth Games coming up next year? Will it help with stamina and things like that?
I think definitely. I think there are those added advantages, and also just knowing what our program's like and how we're faring in terms of fitness and fatigue and recovery in particular, and to be able to play a similar setup to what it would be like during a World Cup or Commonwealth Games is only an added advantage. And for us to be able to also have quick turnarounds between performances, able to sort of rectify any errors or ways that we want to improve on, and then be able to step out on court and have another crack at it. It's obviously going to be a tough ask, and I've probably got the easy straw or the easy side of the leg in terms of being a back defender rather than those poor mid-quarters. But we've got a great group out here. We've got 15 athletes out in New Zealand. Everyone's super talented, and we've got absolute guns in the mid-court. So I don't expect fatigue to set in too much. But, just really excited to sort of take to the court and start to sort of build on those combinations and get familiarised with my teammates again.
Yeah, and I mean, you kind of did mention it before how there's new faces in the squad, but what is it like for you coming in and seeing all of these rookies, I guess, coming up in the ranks and getting their first caps for some of them?
I'll be honest with you, and although I've been around for 20-odd years and probably more of a familiar face to them, it's a little bit daunting, a little bit overwhelming walking into a new group. But as I said before, everyone was just so warm and welcoming that you feel right at home straight away. And I can't believe it's been 2 years since I've been away from the program, and a lot has changed, and there are some fantastic new talent coming through. And I think that's what really excites me, to build and connect with the new talent coming through, but also see what their capabilities are, and knowing that when I eventually hang up my dress, that this team is in a really good position to sort of carry on our legacy and keep building on that success.
With this series against New Zealand, obviously the Roses are the Commonwealth gold medalists. Let us not ever forget that. and the Silver Ferns are the world champions. So, yeah. We're expecting obviously really tight matchups, but what are you expecting when you come up against them?
Yeah, I think obviously both camps have had an unusual route into this test series with restrictions and extra travel, obviously quarantine and limited time on court and building those combinations. But I think what I'm looking forward to is, particularly for our team, is sort of individual performances, sort of standing up and leading and inspiring the team, and then sort of slowly building on those combinations. And I'm hopefully expecting performances from game one, two and three to just keep improving, error rates to keep dropping, skills to be on show. It's going to be a tough encounter. It's going to be an unusual one for us. We're playing in a stadium where there's going to be limited people in attendance, so it could be quite eerie. It could be quite unusual in terms of the atmosphere, so we're going to actually have to bring it and I guess use up extra energy in that space as a side. But I'm excited to step out on court. Crowd aside, I think at the end of the day, when you're facing your opposition, you know what you have to go and do. And when, as we said before, we have so much pride in putting on our red dress that we want to go out there and execute.
What's it been like training with Layla, Francesca and Vicky this time around?
Obviously, Layla, my last sort of interaction with her was during World Cup, when she unfortunately did her Achilles. And then Fran and Vicky, I've kind of been watching from afar, and just to see how they have stepped into their roles within this senior side, their voice that they use, their knowledge of the game, then their on-court performances throughout training, and our training match that we had just the other day has gone to another level. And I think it's really pleasing to see that they're really stepping into that role and really owning their positions in this squad. And I think Fran's doing a fantastic job. She's part of our leadership group. She's grown as a person and as an athlete, which is just beautiful to see. So from not just mentor by name, but mentor by nature, it's nice to kind of take a step back and see that the defensive end is in good hands. And I think the real great thing about it is us defenders, we're a special breed, and we've got a really good sort that have come through the England program. I feel like we're really good, genuine people, and that definitely hasn't changed. I can still see that throughout Layla, Vicky and Fran.
When you head to Australia for the Australian leg of things, we know that Stacey will be joining you. So how do you think that will change things both in training and in the actual matches as well?
Yeah, we are so excited to get our Australian roses back into the fold of things. We've been connecting a lot via Zoom and they've obviously been training away from us. So I think it'll just add that extra energy and an extra spark. And I think it's probably that great change that we need up after being in New Zealand for a month or so to then move to Australia and get some new faces and new stories amongst the program. Stacey's had a phenomenal year in Suncorp Super Netball across that sort of wing defence, goal defence position. And so I think her energy and her finesse that she'll bring will be fantastic, but also her strong voice and being able to sort of control and command and input across the centre pass defensive line. So that'll be great. And then obviously getting our three attackers back at the other end will just inject that energy and also expertise for us, particularly as we come up against the Aussies and how to beat them and what we should expect for those matchups. So very excited to have our Aussie roses back in when we join them in the Australian leg.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, speaking of all of the world's best teams, we've got the Commonwealth Games, which is less than a year away. So how much of your focus and the focus of the roses is on Birmingham 2022 at this stage?
I think it's definitely always there in the back of your mind. And I mean, once our domestic seasons have come to a conclude, it's there in the forefront of it all. And it's what we're planning to do. So whether we're on downtime between seasons, whether we're in pre-season and whether we're competing out in our domestic seasons, I think you're just knowing that you're building towards that end goal where we'll hopefully be selected and hopefully play against the top netballers in the world to try and defend our title on home soil. So I think for me personally, it's there as a goal that I'm building towards. And then that next step up is still building towards World Cup afterwards. So very excited. There's still definitely a lot to go in between and a lot of improvement to be made. But no, just excited to be back in the Roses program and then hopefully have a good pre-season with Collingwood post that and lead me nicely into hopefully selection for Commonwealth Games.
Oh, brilliant. And I'm interested, Jeeva, because your career has spanned across so many huge changes, both in, you know, social media, the coverage of the game, the staff, the way it's become a professional sport. Have you seen any changes in the last 2 or 3 years, say, in any of those fields?
I think definitely the biggest thing that I've noticed is you can't go past sort of the sports science of what our game brings, the detail that goes into recovery to making sure we can get up and perform week in, week out and day in, day out if it's through a World Cup. The fact that we've sort of condensed what we need in terms of a support staff team around the athletes to make sure we're getting the best out of us individually and everyone's on the same tune now. We've got a well-balanced plan of what we need to do to be able to perform. And then I think, yeah, just definitely over the years, if you actually look at the athletes, I think that's taken another step up, that we know what we need skill set-wise to be able to compete with the best in the world. And now it's about building those combinations and making sure that we have the game plan to be able to roll out whatever sort of nation we come up against.
Oh, brilliant. And obviously a huge congratulations goes to you because you reached your 200th National League match this year with Collingwood, which is such a huge feat. And am I right in thinking that next year, Birmingham 2022 would be your sixth Commonwealth Games?
That's correct. There's a few milestones coming up and it's quite bizarre. And I guess I should be proud to be able to celebrate them individually. But for me, at the end of the day, it's a team sport that I play and everything I do isn't around doing it for my teammates and being part of the team. And that's where the biggest success comes for me. But yeah, it was wonderful to be able to receive my 200th game out in Australia. And that doesn't even include my appearances in the UK. I think I'm up around 300 in terms of league games. And then, yeah, coming up for my 150th international cap. And then, yeah, there'll be hopefully 6 and 6 if I can perform through to Comm Games and World Cup. So, yeah, a few individual fantastic milestones. But as I said, at the end of the day, it doesn't mean anything if I'm not doing it with the right team around me and doing it with my team.
Wow, I'm so impressed by your attitude. It's just like unsurprising, but still very inspiring and impressive. And I mean, is there a secret to the longevity, to your success, to the fact that you have had a career which has seen its span across, you know, so many milestones which you're achieving now?
Oh, people often ask me that. I did joke on a New Zealand interview that I did during the week that it's cordial. A lot of my teammates over the years will know that I don't drink a lot of water. I've always got some cordial at my side. But I think for me, like on a serious point, it's probably just being able to evolve and being able to accept what will be, and the fact that I still want to be coached, I still want to learn. Yes, I've been around for over two decades. I'm not set in my ways. I still want to go out there and learn as much as the sort of the rookie coming up through. And if I can impart my knowledge and ways on other people, I will. And the thing that keeps me in this sport are the challenges that comes with it and building new combinations. I love to be able to connect not just with my goal defence, but with my centre wing defence out in front of me and really create a formidable unit. So they're my drivers, and that's where my passion comes from. And if I can keep contributing that way and connecting, then I think that's what's kept me going for so long, and I keep looking forward, not back. And yeah, when you do eventually someone reminds you of that, you see that 20 years has passed already, so it's quite amazing. They say time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, too right. And just quickly on Suncorp before you go, I'm sure you've got plans for the rest of the day, but obviously we've seen Nicole Richardson, she's heading in with the Australian coaching setup, and also Sophie Garbin being named as shooter for the Magpies. So can you touch on your thoughts on both of those things?
Yeah, really exciting landscape for us at Collingwood Magpies. I think Nicole Richardson is a fantastic coach. I had her as my defensive coach a couple of years ago, and then this year seeing her take the reins as head coach. I think everything that she brings, her knowledge of the game, her passion, her drive, she's a competitor through and through, not just as an athlete, but she's sort of rolled that into her coaching ways. And I think that she can do a lot of damage getting her hands on the diamonds as assistant coach there now. So I'll definitely have to be slightly careful on what I say and do with Richo. But I think that's what makes it great, is that when one person learns your strengths and weaknesses, then you just got to keep changing and evolving, like I said before. But yeah, very excited to have her back in the fold. And we've got her at the Collingwood Magpies for the next 2 years. So great to be able to work alongside her and really sort of bring on and develop this team, not just culturally, but bring success as well. And that success involves bolstering up our roster and having the likes of Sophie Garbin, who has definitely posed some challenges against when I've played her with the Swiss. So really excited to have her. And she brings that sort of height and size for us in the circle, being able to put her at a goal shooter or goal attack. And I think for her, being able to have some court time, some more regular court time, will be great for her game. And to be able to work alongside the assistant coach for the Diamonds is also her putting herself in the right position for her career too. So yeah, excited to make minimal changes to our team this year, but fantastic changes.
So much to look forward to. Well, Jeeva, thank you so much. It was a real pleasure to speak to you, and best of luck for the upcoming matches. I can't wait to see you on court.
Lovely. Thanks, Sasha. Great to speak to you too.
Wow, what an impressive person. I really hope that you enjoyed listening to this episode as much as I enjoyed chatting to Jeeva. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any upcoming episodes, and we'll speak to you soon.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.